The gospel lesson for today from the gospel according to St. Luke. Recall that last week Jesus was telling a parable about their need to pray, and that parable featured a widow and an unjust judge. Today Jesus continues in that vein, for he also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." "I tell you," Jesus said, "this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have you ever noticed that when someone says, "To tell you the truth, usually truth isn't what you're going to get"? People who preface or end their statements with phrases like, "To tell you the truth," are more often than not telling the truth and or are lying. Well, let me stop, because to tell you the truth, that's a pretty strong statement. Maybe it's more like people who use that phrase are setting you up to hear their unvarnished opinion, however well or ill-informed that opinion may be. I'd rather these people just say something like, "My opinion is," or "I have come to think X." And I myself have come to think that to tell you the truth is often the opening line of a sales pitch of one sort or another, whether it's to get you to buy a new product or to get you to upgrade to some level of service that until now you neither needed it nor wanted it. In my opinion, it's one of the little tragedies of contemporary language and culture that we say to tell you the truth when we don't really intend to tell the truth at all. Or at least we don't intend to tell the truth in a disinterested way. I happened upon a website the other day that tries to teach non-English speakers some of the rules of our native tongue. And this website said to those who were trying to learn English that you say to tell the truth or truth to tell in order to indicate that you are telling someone something in an open and honest way without trying to hide anything. How wonderfully quaint. How marvelously idealistic. But it made me reflect that maybe the reason we so often silence non-native English speakers is because they have not learned how not to tell the truth. So my ears perked up when Jesus told the parable about the Pharisee who prayed by saying, "To tell you the truth, God, I'm a pretty fantastic person. I'm not like notorious sinners. I never cheat. I don't sin. I don't commit adultery. Truth be told, I fast twice a week, and I give you a tenth of my income just as the stewardship campaign asks me to do." God, you've got to admit that I'm a pretty impressive religious person. And to tell you the truth, he was. No, friends, I really mean it. Honest to God, he was impressive. Before we dismiss the Pharisee as hypocritical, sanctimonious, legalistic, we need to recognize his many qualities. Because he did tithe. He did fast. fast. He gave thanks to God without asking for something in return. He was the sort of person most preachers hope their listeners will be, particularly when there's a building program coming up. Now, lest we condemn the Pharisee, let's not forget that Jesus told this parable to some who regarded others with contempt. The only problem with the Pharisee was he didn't seem to have much need for God in his life. Meanwhile, somewhere toward the back of the room, huddled away in a dark corner of the temple, a tax collector, one of those notorious sinners that the Pharisee was glad he was not like, was offering a prayer of his own. "To tell you the truth, God," he said, "I've done some things I'm not particularly proud of. I've scammed the system. I've sold out to Rome. I've made my share of mistakes. I've fallen short on more occasions than I can count. Truth be told, God, I am a sinner," he said. "Have mercy on me." Now, I don't know how much formal religious training this tax collector had. I don't know that he attended services or even Sunday school regularly. I don't know how often he read his Bible or fasted or even came close to paying a tenth of his income as a tithe. I don't know those things, but I do know that somewhere along the line, this tax collector learned that he could be honest with God about who he was and about his own need for grace. That unmerited, unearned, and unearnable favor of God. And I also know that a lot of the time I start my prayers by saying, "God, to tell you the truth," I like to remind my divine audience of what a splendid person I am, of all the trouble I have stayed out of, all the sins I have not committed, all the good things I have done. Frankly, I'm thankful that I'm not like a lot of other people who, in my opinion, don't quite measure up. And then Jesus has the audacity to suggest that I have a lot to learn from the tax collector. And maybe you do too. It's not just the value of self-abasement before a holy and righteous God, though that is not a bad idea. To tell you the truth, friends, I think what Jesus wants us to learn and to experience is the freedom of being ourselves before a gracious and merciful God, a God who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, a God who desires not the death of a sinner, but that that person change their lives and come to find new and abundant life. To tell you the truth, what Jesus wants us to learn is that we do not need to be afraid to be honest with God about who we are and about our own need for grace. We can be open, honest, truthful with God because, frankly, God already knows us as we are. God knows our successes and our sins, and God loves us anyway. God loves us enough to send us home justified, that is, restored to right relationship with God through the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. Tell God the truth, my friends, and the truth will set you free. Free for a relationship with the God who gives unimaginable and unexpected grace. Amen.